Hello and welcome to today's Logistics Management Podcast. My name is Michael Levins and I'm Group Editorial Director of Peerless Media's Supply Chain Group, which of course includes Logistics Management Magazine. And today I'm joined by Greg Plemons, and Greg is Senior Vice President of Sales at Old Dominion Freight Line. Greg, welcome. We're looking forward to chatting with you today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So as everyone joining us today is acutely aware, and I don't think I have to remind anybody, capacity constraints, driver shortages, and rising freight rates are all just a few of the pressing challenges that LTL shippers are facing as we roll through recovery. And due to this situation, you know, now more than ever, many LTL shippers find themselves in more of a reactionary mode, right? So they're looking to cover their last minute loads on a transactional basis. And that's usually happening at a higher total cost. Now, this is not only taking a bite out of shippers' budgets, but it's working to erode overall customer service levels. Well, you know, for many years, we here at Logistics Management had pushed a concept of shippers getting closer to their carriers, which is a great idea. And actually, I've done several conference sessions and we've written on the benefits of becoming a shipper of choice. And that's certainly a concept that's, certainly catching on. But these days, I think shippers should be thinking about taking it a step further and in working with their carriers to where they become an extension of your business and vice versa. You know, with success on both sides of the shipper carrier relationship really tied to each other. And in essence, you know, that's a true business partnership. And that's really the theme of our conversation today. In fact, we're going to share how LTL relationships can move from service provider to business partner. And really, Greg is, you know, here with us today because he's uniquely qualified to share this experience from his position as he's directly working with Old Dominion customers to partner and address specific challenges in their supply chain. So again, Greg, welcome. We're thrilled to have you here. And I don't need to tell you this, and I don't need to tell anybody this, but or say this again, but really, man, it's been quite a year. But we seem to be righting the ship. Now, how would you define, you know, where we are now in terms of the freight transportation environment, specifically, you know, in the LTL market? What are you seeing these days from a 30,000 foot view?
It really has been a crazy year. We were excited entering 2020, following a sort of a flattish year in 2019. We were really excited about 2020, and the first quarter began with a lot of promise, but we all know what happened beginning in March, and we bottomed out with our revenue down about 19% in April of 2020. And the rest of the year was a year of adjustments, a year of constant learning, and really a slow slog back to through December. We finished the year here at Old Dominion down on our top line revenue, just 2%. I think the industry was down more like 14%. So not the most fun year I've had in my
right. That's for sure.
But capacity at this point is very tight right across the industry. There've been sporadic embargoes and restrictions have persisted, with some carriers even embargoing entire states and regions for weeks at a time. We haven't had to be that drastic, but we have had restrictions of our own. So it's an interesting time.
Oh, no question. Speaking of capacity, it's on the top of every shipper's mind right now. You know, how do shippers really need to adjust to get the capacity they need, you know, at the right rates and keep things on an even keel these days? Do you have any quick advice for shippers and how they should be adjusting?
Well, I think the key is really engaging with your carriers early and often, really communicating about your projections for your business, communicating about goals, and really talking about the challenges that you're facing. Mm-hmm. Open communication, I think, is really the key, and the sharing of good data in both directions is always really helpful.
Yeah, no question. And as I mentioned in the intro, and as you just mentioned there, Greg, you know, there's obviously an evolution coming on or going on right now. So how are you seeing the LTL carrier market sort of evolving and adjusting to meet these new challenges overall? You know, what is the market doing? You know, what is OD doing, to keep pace with the overall demand? And what are some of the ways you guys have adjusted and evolved?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we've been pretty consistent in our investments in our capacity, with CapEx in the $500 million range pretty consistently for several years in a row. And in 2021, we'll invest more than $600 million back into our network. Mm-hmm. If you look at our service center network, which is, you know, one component of capacity, we've invested more than $1.7 billion just in the last 10 years to build that capacity. And so our service center network has grown during that same period 13%. So, you know, we've been pretty been betting on the come for a lot of years. Unfortunately, during that same period, the industry has actually lost 4% of its service centers during that same period of time. And so that kind of capacity can't be built overnight. It takes consistent investments. And, I think we're going to see a pretty tight capacity market for some time to come.
Right. There's no question about that. So I know over the history of covering OD, you know, you guys have always been, you know, that laser focus on customer needs, right? And you've moved with your customers, you've worked with your customers. You know, how have you guys achieved that? Tell me a little bit more about that philosophy.
Sure. You know, laser focused, it really is, for us, it's as simple as listening to our customers, asking the right questions, what's important to them. What are their pain points? And then we listen. And, mm-hmm. you know, our primary job at the end of the day is to make sure that our customers' promises are kept, the promises they make to their customers and to their ownership and shareholders mm-hmm. and so forth. So we just listen mm-hmm. and come back, and we put our team together to come up with solutions to meet those needs.
Right. So in that idea of becoming a true business partner, right, obviously that listening is really the foundation of that, correct? So that sounds what it's like. So, you know, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, becoming a true business partner with shippers. You know, to you, Greg, you know, what does this mean? You know, what does it mean to OD? And, you know, how do you define this true business partnership? Take me a little deeper into that.
Sure. Well, you know, we believe that business relationships are the strongest when our success is tied directly to our customers' success, and we become an extension of our customers' business. So it's important that shipments are delivered on time and in perfect condition by a professional and courteous uniformed driver. Mm-hmm. That the tractor and trailer look like they just rolled off the factory floor. You know, it's really as simple as empowering our people to take care of the customers and giving them the tools to do so.
Right. So Greg, can you give me an example? So what does this true business partnership look like in action? Maybe you can share an example or a short case study that from your experience with customers?
Sure, absolutely. One good example comes to mind recently, and that was a large vendor to multiple retailers, mm-hmm. and they were really getting beat up pretty good with fines in excess of $1 million a year, as a mm-hmm. matter of fact. Jeez. in chargebacks and fines, and,
right?
They had their philosophy had been, you know, looking for the least expensive option in terms of, you know, what they paid on a freight bill, but they were suffering not only with chargebacks, but their scorecards as well. And so came to us. We analyzed their shipping patterns, their data, their production plans, and we designed a solution, which involved putting them on our MABD or our must arrive by date program. Mm-hmm. And we were able to reduce those fines by more than 80% in year one. And on top of that, their scorecard improved from the high 70s to the mid 90s.
Wow.
You know, what that does is drive incremental sales, premium shelf space, negotiating leverage, and ultimately profit.
Sure. No, that's really impressive. And that was just by, you know, tweaking and working through their, the shipments they were already doing. And you guys were able to comb through that data to make sure they were doing everything, at the right level. So let's talk about some of those benefits, Greg, not only to OD, but also to the shipper, the shippers themselves, let's talk about some of the overall benefits there. So, obviously there were some terrific benefits there to that particular case study, that shipper. Now how did that benefit the operations at OD as well? Talk a little bit more about that, sort of that give and take, and really, both sides benefiting.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we were able to gain a piece of business that we hadn't had before, and mm-hmm. and I believe that the fact that this customer was able to improve their scores and the results of that are going to translate into a long-term business relationship that'll go even deeper. So I think again, to them, the goal was to gain additional incremental sales to gain the better placement on the shelves and all of that comes into play when it's time to negotiate with those retailers.
Right. And then ideally step it up, the relationship, right? I mean, so where would you in your mind see that relationship heading then? I mean, as you evolve that relationship.
The relationship between Old Dominion and our customer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, what we see a lot of times is, we're able to address a specific pain point, take a look at a problem area for a customer, put together a solution that works. And then the relationships tend to grow from there.
Right.
We offer a full array of premium services, right across the spectrum of expedited service, all of the things that go into that, from standard service to guaranteed service to on-demand service to security divider. I mean, there's really a full array of services, and it's just about matching one of those services with a need.
Absolutely. And as their needs evolve, right, your services are there to match that up. It makes total sense. So Greg, there are a lot of shippers listening today, out there kind of scratching their heads like, wow, I really need to right now sort of readjust, get closer to my carriers. So what advice do you have for shippers out there who would like to work with a carrier that's more of a business partner like you just discussed? What do they need to do to get into that situation?
Well, I think it's important to engage with your carriers early and often. Talk about your projections, your goals, your pain points. Share good quality data with your carrier. We hate to guess, right? If we have to guess at what our costs are going to be to perform a service, then we're going to guess conservatively. And I think share good quality data. That's how you access, I think, the most aggressive pricing from carriers. We really understand our cost. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, a big area, key area for us is a focus on electronic connections.
Yeah.
Electronic freight tenders, electronic bills of lading, EDI, API, whatever the conduit, we're really focused heavily on moving beyond the paper bills of lading. I think the industry's processing on average more than 500,000 shipments every day, and that's a lot of paper in the current state, and so it's important that we look for ways to connect electronically, and that's efficiencies, on both sides, for shippers and for carriers, and that'll be reflected in costing. There's simple things that really are important to carriers, like make your shipments as you know available as early in the day as possible.
Right.
You know, we have customers that maybe ship 10, 15, 20 loads of LTL a day with us. Well, if all 20 of those are ready at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that means we're going to have to deploy several drivers to cover them. And so
even part
of those were ready earlier in the day, mm-hmm. It makes for more efficient P&D operation.
Yep.
And then, you know, packaging adequately, load, unload quickly, you know, all those things are factored in. We measure every stop, every movement of the freight, and all that is fed into the cost model. And so to the extent you can help us be more efficient, that'll be reflected again in your pricing.
Absolutely, Greg. Just a terrific job today, Greg. We are up against our time. So again, I want to thank Greg Plemons. Greg is Senior Vice President of Sales at Old Dominion Freight Lines. And Greg, I think my favorite part of what you said today was you listen, right? And more of us need to do that across the board, not just in logistics, but across the board in business. Greg, terrific job today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. Take care, Michael.
Thank you. And thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for taking part in today's podcast.